Mike Matthews is self-employed now, but he's looking for work that's a little more stable, and benefits would be nice too. Business was good once, but he's been cut out of most of his clients' bottom lines in the past few years.
I go in to people who have messy offices, can't function in them, can't find anything, waste a lot of time looking for stuff, and I coach them on how to get through that clutter and create a system that works for them so they feel better about being in their office and are more productive.
So Matthews, wearing a black suit with a deep crimson tie and carrying a newly polished resume, decided to take his search to a job fair exclusively for those 55 and older.
You're looking for seasoned talent, you know? You're not looking for just some old person to be a Walmart greeter.
That's where Robin Branch comes in.
I work with individuals 55 and older who are unemployed, and we find them, help them find employment, help with self-esteem issues.
She is the employment and training coordinator for Experience Works, a nonprofit that helps the older unemployed.
The baby boomers are aging, and I'm seeing a lot, just a lot more traffic.
Branch helps train older workers through classes and individual coaching, preps them for interviews, and gives the resumes a makeover. Branch and her team then try to match older workers with employers like Sandy Packman, a human resources manager at Monroe Bank. With the unemployment rate for 55 and older the highest since the end of World War II, Packman says the situation is becoming more difficult for an age group that isn't known for always possessing the skill set necessary for a 21st century work environment.
People will come out and say, you know, I'm not as good on that computer as my kids are or my grandkids. If I need anything done, I have to go ask the kids.
Branch says her organization sends the message that the unemployed must have some level of familiarity with new technology if they hope to fit in with today's younger workers. Not all get the message.
But I'm also surprised at the number who are on Facebook. So, you know, your grandma and grandpa are on Facebook now, so.
While employers emphasize a need for computer skills, Mike Matthews says he misses the old days. He says online applications are especially frustrating for digital immigrants, resulting in many feeling left out and helpless.
That dehumanizes the whole hiring process itself. Electronically, you know, some HR person will pick what came in electronically, pigeonhole it, and decide who gets a chance to have a job and who doesn't. You know, as opposed to meeting someone face to face and building a relationship to the point where it's like, hey, let's talk. We want to talk to you some more because we like you and we like what you have to offer. That's all taken away when you have to go through HR electronically.
But Branch says older workers hold some advantages over their younger competition.
I don't want to diss the youth, but the work ethic isn't there, especially if they're a student. You know, they come and they go, and if they're still living with mom and dad, they know they have that house, that roof over their head.
And she says there will always be some employers looking specifically for them. Monroe Bank's Sandy Packman says she's inclined to consider older workers for positions that require consistency above all else. And she says those positions aren't likely to go away anytime soon.
Once people get, you know, sort of past the childbearing and past the child rearing and past the trying out different careers, there is a certain point in life where I think people, if they commit to a job, are reliable, dependable, going to be there, aren't getting pulled out because of teenage crisis, you know, those sorts of things. So there is something to be said for that.
During their training, Branch says her clients are paid minimum wage, and most elect to volunteer until securing a paying position. But she admits that sometimes takes months, if not years. Branch says the process and pay scale is an adjustment for many, but inevitably, matches are made between employment-thirsty seniors and employers who want them. Experience Works operates a local branch in Bedford and can be found online at experienceworks.org. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.
I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die and had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it.